it started 6 years ago, and there was a perception from primarily the building trade people that were interested in sustainable building practices that that there needed to be some sort of event or organization to bring together those businesses and those organizations who were interested in sustainable practices. There is a perception that the people that were in the sustainable trades were lonely and isolated and had a hard time getting their message out there because they couldn't afford advertising, and that they were even separated from each other, so they didn't get a chance to share ideas. And there was a thought that we ought to have something to get those people together. There was an additional perception, and certainly one that I personally had, in that I'm a consumer, I don't have a business, but I want to buy local sustainable products, and I wanted to know who's out there. And so we thought we would like to get together the consumer part of this community with the producers that are out there being lonely and depressed and wanting to find a market. So so that was that's what got us going in the first place. And we were, of course, amazed to find out how many people were out there trying to carve out a niche for themselves in some sort of sustainable way. The solar providers, the gardeners. We have a lot of gardeners. And then also the organizations that are interested in conservation and sustaining our Northwoods environment here. So we invited everybody. We decided to be inclusive, and we would invite everybody. And we have a core group of people who've been exhibiting for all 6 years, but we also have new people that we're bringing in. Every year we have a different theme to the fair, and where we'll concentrate on one particular area, and this year it happens to be food. The theme of our fair is food for thought and action. And we really made a special effort to reach out to the local gardeners, CSAs, food producers, and purveyors. And so we've been successful. We've got like 8 new exhibitors this year on the food area, and we're really excited about getting them there. Some of them are already producing. We'll have some things there for sale, but most of them are just there for the idea of getting the word out and letting people know, here we are. There are local producers of vegetables and meat and other products, and we're here to fulfill whatever your needs happen to be. This year we are again at the Newbold Town Hall. We were there last year too, and it turned out to be a really good place for us to be. And the Newbold Town Hall is north of Rhinelander on Highway 47, about 5 miles north of Rhinelander. And the fair itself will be open from 12 to 6. We have a number of events going on during the day. For example, from 4 to 6, we have live music. And from we're going to have someone there serving food all day. We have lunches being provided by Jessica's Cucina from Eagle River. And we also have food being provided by the Big Easel Bistro Essenhaus in Wabino in the evening for a very reasonable price, a very delicious dinner. And in the evening from 6 to 7:30, we're also sponsoring what we're calling a community conversation, where on the topic of food for thought and action. And we have invited lots of people, including some of the greenhouses and some of the growers and the farmers market people and the CSAs. And we'll have a moderator to try to get that conversation going, talking about issues that are important to people who are trying to get their foot in the door of the marketplace in food production in the Northwoods.